It is that time once again, time for Heartline, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno. The Evangel Home, blessing women and children in crisis since 1955. Here's your Heartline host, Jim Tuck.
Thank you, Ken. We appreciate you so much, my brother, and I know I hope people don't get tired of my saying that every time we turn on the microphone, but it can't be overstated, Ken, how much we appreciate what you do on behalf of this ministry. And it's not just putting the program together. You have a heart and a passion for lives being changed through Jesus and the mission of Evangel Home. So you're a partner every bit as much as any of the rest of us. So thanks again for what you do. Jerry, we have Sharon with us, and Sharon has been with us before, and she's a success story at Evangel Home. Am I right?
You are very right.
As she came in today, I just told her, you look so comfortable and confident. And Sharon, you said it's because of Jesus.
Yes, it's... Okay, now I'm nervous. It's because the Lord has come into my heart. He's come in and just take over. And I guess you could say I totally surrendered and just let him do his work in me. So I truly feel him inside. It makes my heart warm.
Well, it's a delight to watch. And I see you around here from time to time, and you're always so friendly and welcoming. And I feel like your pal. So it's good. Jerry, just recap a little bit your observations of Sharon's time here. Any memories you may have and the growth pattern.
I love what Sharon said about Jesus in her heart makes her feel so warm. Because I really see with Sharon somebody that the other women look up to. And I have always seen that in her. And, you know, sometimes you don't want the other women to look up to certain people that they just do. There are just some people that attract other people. And I think Sharon does that. Mm-hmm. And whether she wants the mama role or the big sister role or the mentor role, it's kind of not up to her anymore, mm-hmm. because I think that's one of the things God has in store for her. Mm-hmm. And I would think that's one of the things that he's been fashioning while mm-hmm. she's been in the garden, is that leadership role is really where she is headed. And she's very humble about it. So it's not that she came here wanting to be a leader of any kind, but that's what God is chiseling back out. That's who he originally put in there, I do believe. And her time here has allowed him to let that out again. And that's one of the joys that I see at Evangel Home all the time with women like Sharon, that whoever God put in here in the beginning, then the world comes along and messes it all up. And then they get a chance here to let him start chiseling again. And I think he's chiseling out the real Sharon again.
Well, Sharon, let's back up and let's remind me and our listeners of the time before God began that chiseling process, because I believe that's a gift, the God shaping your world for ministry, for a life of good works that he prepared beforehand. Why the garden? How did you come to be here? What was your world?
Well, I do believe when the Lord brought me here, it's kind of like all a blur in the very beginning.
Were you sentenced here?
No. This is a volunteer.
Okay.
I came in volunteer. I just knew I needed some type of help. I couldn't do it. Whatever I tried, it wasn't working. And I like I said, totally surrendering myself and say, okay, God, I need help. I'm a mess and I don't know what to do. And I can say I was very scared, very confused. And this is all his work. He's the one he physically and spiritually picked me up here and brought me here. And then I learned about the garden when I came in the crisis.
And that's one of my early memories of Sharon, is being in the crisis. And even though you were shattered then, you still got up every day and put on your best face, put on your lipstick, did your best to be your best. And I remember thinking, I wonder if she'd think about applying for a program. Or I wonder, you know, because we don't go to people and say, why don't you apply, why don't you apply? Because we connect sometimes with people, and it's not fair if we just talk to the people we connect with. Mm-hmm. So staff does not go to the women and approach them about applying for any program. But I remember thinking that about Sharon, that I thought, she would be a good candidate.
Yeah, we've talked many times about the fact of the matter is those programs won't work if the resident isn't committed to change. It's come to the realization, I'm responsible for my future, and I need tools to get it done. Is that fair, Sharon?
Oh, yes. I think it's what, like for myself, coming into the program, I had talked to the Lord. I mean, I totally surrendered. So I knew I needed some help. And coming into the classes and you know, the house managers, I mean, just everybody involved, I think it's what you get out of it is what you put into it. And I've been in this wholeheartedly because I knew I wanted to get better. I wanted a better life. And the Lord has opened doors for me on that. Mm-hmm. So, giving me the tools so I can move forward now in my new journey.
Well, quickly, so let's back up just a little before that. What was going on in your world that you needed a place to stay?
Well, I mean, I had a very good job. The company I was working for did outsource their department. So when the recession was down, lost my job, I was laid off. And so it just went from there. I became depressed. I started drinking a lot. And so I just lost control. I moved to LA for work for a year, came back, and it just got worse. I just became irresponsible, and I didn't care. Mm-hmm. My self-esteem was shot and depressed, and I just gave up. And so that's how I ended up. The Lord just said, okay, when I finally said, God, help me, you know.
How did you hear about Evangel Home?
The place where I actually was detoxing at this one place, and so they actually, I didn't have nowhere to go. My family just said, I'm done, I'm tired, I can't do this anymore. And so, I mean, I had to face the truth, and it hurt. Mm-hmm. So they told me about Evangel Home, the crisis, which I had no idea. They didn't even have a brochure, but I prayed. I said, God, okay, I'm totally in your hands. I'm standing here totally naked, like meaning spiritually. Mm-hmm. I'm scared. I don't know what to do. So that was like, and I have a trust issue. So that was the first test right there, putting my trust in him, and everything fell in place. I just trusted him.
So at what point in the stay here did it occur to you to apply for a long-term program?
I learned about the garden being here. I learned about the programs that they have here.
You just felt like the higher accountability was something that you needed rather than the crossroads?
Yes, because I felt like I needed structure. I didn't trust myself. I needed to go into this wholeheartedly, and I surrendered I didn't trust myself. I guess you could say I needed structure.
And we probably would have sent her the garden way anyway, even if she had applied, because she's a perfect non-perfect candidate for Crossroads. Mm-hmm. Women that are her age and have had a really, really super heavy drinking problem, whether it was lifelong or the last year or whatever, it's really hard for them to do Crossroads on their own. Mm-hmm. Without the accountability, without any children with her, there's too much time for loneliness and all and falling back. Mm-hmm. And when we've had women like Sharon who have applied for Crossroads, and we've said, you'd be better off doing the garden. About half of them agree, and the other half leave. Mm. And the half that leaves probably never gets help. They might come back and get help, but they won't do it on their own. They can't do it on their own.
There are classes as part of this 9-month-long life skills training with high accountability. And I think it's probably fair to say, Jerry, that those with a drinking problem, that's a tough beast to wrestle on your own.
Jim, it's a huger, okay. An even bigger beast for women than it is for men because just of our metabolism and physical makeup. But I think another thing that makes it so darned hard to stop is it's so acceptable.
Yeah.
Because liquor is everywhere. Yeah. You know, it scares me to death now with marijuana. Oh, it's just no big thing. It's everywhere. Everyone is smoking. It's legal. And at the same time, heroin is becoming a huge problem, and people are trying to tell us there's really no link. And then the confusion that you add to so many people, that's what really is really, really angering me, is really concerning me, is the total cloud of confusion that everything our culture is doing is putting over addiction, whether it's alcohol or whether it's marijuana. It creates havoc for the most part.
Yeah.
Can't undo it by yourself.
It is counterproductive. It's not only unproductive, it's counterproductive. Do we want to provide the opportunity for the best? Are we going to make decisions for the best, take the high road, or are we going to play footsie with addiction? And it, to me, it's just insanity. I've got a shirt-tailed relative who wants to legalize marijuana and tax it and all that. Well, we have a kind of a libertarian view, blah, blah, blah. I just want to bring him down here and have him talk to Sharon and talk to some of the other women who have been down that road and just shake them. know, pardon me, I get kind of worked up here.
We're just sort of, I think we are making acceptable everything that didn't used to be.
Yeah.
It's not going to work. It is really not going to work.
Yeah. Sharon, what classes were most important to you?
I believe the anger management.
Really?
Yes, and that and boundaries. I didn't even know there was such a thing as boundaries. And yeah, anger management is because I didn't realize I was in denial about a lot of things, and I had a lot of anger most of my life.
How did that come out, usually?
Oh, gosh. At first, I think it's keeping it inside at first, and then after that, after my marriage, I left an abusive marriage. And so I think I got mad. I flipped it, and I was like, no one's going to hurt me. No one's going to do this to me. So I became really aggressive about it. So verbally, and it got to the point where I was, going to be physical because I was just so angry. I had a lot of stuff inside, deep down from my parents' divorce that I didn't cope with. I didn't know how.
Yeah. So how did you learn to cope? What were the tools? You got about a minute.
Okay. Take a deep breath. Just think the process through. Anger's a choice. And
so the old count to 10 before you explode really works.
Yes, praying does a lot too.
And just that Sharon can sit here and say she knows she has an anger problem, that's another huge thing to uncover, because once you're not in denial anymore, you have to start looking at some of the scabs that you have put on your emotions. And anger is a huge scab, usually, to cover a big wound. Just knowing it's there is helpful.
We're just out of time, and bless your heart. Thank you, Sharon, for coming in. And I just love to see you around. Love your smile and those eyes that just are confident and comfortable. Jerry, we're down to 30 seconds, but the website's been an issue with a crossover to the new way. A letter going out this week, finances are a problem right now for Evangel Home. So my listening friend, if you would please prayerfully consider giving us some help financially. And if you have questions, call us at 264-4714. We always need paper goods.
Website I just need to say about the website, it's going to be wonderful, but what has happened in the transition is the home, we have lost our email for a while. So don't email us. And if you have sent me an email at Director Evangel Home, please give me a call, because I don't want to lose anybody that was important trying to get hold of me.
Technology is wonderful until it doesn't work.
Yes,
Ken, it's your turn. Thank you, my listening friend, for joining us today on this edition of Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
The Evangel Home of Fresno, find them online at evangelhome.org. That phone number in the 559 area code, 264-4714. God bless you. Thanks for joining us this time around. We'll chat with you next time around. For Heartline, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno.